Taman was mapil a poor. What is a poor who a gairo? Haman ended up, was hung on the etz. Al Kain says the pasuk karu liyamim ha'ele purim al shem ha'pur. Purim is al shem ha'pur. So l'chari we have to understand, we know that the name of something, l'chari, is the mahus of the thing. Many chazalim, the name of something is the mahus. L'chari, certainly by the yamim tovim, the name of something should be, the name of the yamtiv should be the mahus, at least either the mahus of the yamtiv or to depict maybe the mitzvahs of the yamtiv. So l'chari is the mamash a pele gadol. Many of the mefarshim ask, how do we see in the word Purim the mahus of what we're supposed to be doing? What mitzvahs? L'chari, there's no mitzvahs mentioned. Pur l'chari, Haman cast lots and he found a certain auspicious day to wipe out Klal Yisrael, Yud Gimel Adar. But what does that have to do? There's no mitzvahs mentioned there, and L'chari, we don't see any avoida. There's no mahus of what Purim is. What in the world is, why is the Chag called Purim? Hello, and why is the Chag called Purim? And especially the Lashon Rabim, Purim. Why is it, what's the Lashon Rabim, Purim? So l'chari we have to say, because we know that Haman cast two sets of lots. One for the, which month is more auspicious? Which month is more suspicious? And which day? So two Purim, so therefore it's called Purim. L'chari, that's also Pele. What does it have to do with us? Why should the Yantav be called, why should the Yantav be called Purim al Pizeh? Another kasha, l'chari, the Iker Gzeira, that on Klal Yisrael, was because of three things. We find in Chazal, Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, they were Mishtachav El Tzelem, that was Rashbi's Teretz. Second Mahalach we find is the Talmidim held that they were Nenu Misudas Achashverosh. There's another reason why the Gzeira came on Klal Yisrael, to wipe out Klal Yisrael, even though the Gemara says over there that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai L'chari was not Mekabel the Teretz, but if you look in the Medrash, there's a Shita like that, that they were Nenu Misudas Achashverosh. And the third reason we find in the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Batzal Taim Yimacha Makore Bishvil Atzlos Shohayilam the Yisrael Shalaska B'Tera Nasa Soyne Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Moch. Kodesh Baruch Hu was not able to Kiviyachol to save them until they did tshuva. So we see L'chari three averis that because of them brought in Chazal why Klal Yisrael deserve clear. We have to understand Bishlam Avodah Zarah L'chaira is a Chiyuv Misa, aber that they were Nenu Misudas HaChashverosh needs a Hezber. Rafu Yudem and Atari also L'chayrin is a Hezber. Another Kasha, Chazal say, Medrash and Mishle, Vimea Purim, Ha'ela lo Yavru mitaych Ayhudim, La'asid Lavai, Batal Kol Ha'yamim Taivim Chutz Mipurim. La'asid Lavai, all the Yamim Taivim are going to be Batal except for Purim. Chayrin Tamur Ma'ayid, Purim is only a Takana Durabanan. What's so great about Purim? That Purim is going to be lasting forever and ever, Lasid Lavai, as opposed to Pesach and Sukkot, Shavuos, which are Minatoya. These things are not going to be Nogei Lasid Lavai. What's Shaykh Purim Lasid Lavai more than other Yom Tovim? Another Kasha, the Mishnah Megillah Daf Chav Tesamar Aleph, says the second parash in the group of four parashiyas is Parashat Zachor. Says Rashi, why do we read Pasha Zachar before Purim? Kedei shetikra Pasha Zachar b'Shabbos asmucha l'Purim. Lismoich, we want to be saimich mechias Amalek l'mechias Haman. L'chara, the words mechias Haman is not so meduktuk. Harigas Haman, we wiped out Haman. People know to say the word wipe out. Wipe out means in Gansen. What are you going to say? Haman's mishpacha was wiped out in Gansen. It's not true. The Gemara Megillah says that 30, according to one Shita, 30 children, 10 were hung, 10 died, and the other 10 were mechazrim al apsachim. They were poor, they were collecting money. So what does it mean, mechias Haman? So I'd say, lav dachka, Rashi just saying the lashon. We'll see, Be'ez Hashem, a different mahalach. The Maisa, the Yerushalmi in Megillah Per Gimel Alach Adalit, learns a different makar why we read Parashat Zachor before Purim. The pasuk says in Megillah, "Hayomim ha'elin nizkarim v'nasim." We learn from here, "Shetzarch shetei hazkarason kaidim lasiyasim." The mentioning of the wiping out of Amalek, like we say, We mentioned the wiping out of Amalek. That has to be before the actual asiya. Pashus means asiya, the wiping out of Amalek. So lechar it's a pele. Where do we find Megillas Esther that they wiped out Amalek? We don't find that they wiped out Amalek, and there's no mention of any tzivui to wipe out Amalek. So the Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin says, Shalchalam Esther lechacham kisvuni ledayos. Shalchalah, I want to be included in Kisvei Kodesh. Says the Chachamim, it says a pasuk in Mishlei, Halei kasafti l'chashilishim. Three times the inyan of Amalek is mentioned, three and not four. Until they found the pasuk, they said two times in the Torah, Parshas Beshalach, and we read this week Parshas Kisete, that's considered one. Nevi'im is the second one, Exuvim is the third one. So l'chayr again, where do we find all these inyanim are talking about Mechias Amalek? There is a girsa, Melchemes Amalek. But they ask a kasha on that girsa that we find other places where we find Melchemes Amalek, and besides that, the Mechias Amalek is mentioned Lehedya in Beshalach in the Torah, Beshalach and Kisete says Machay Timche Tachas Hashamayim, and in by Shaul, the second place in the Nevi'im, Shaul was punished because he did not wipe out Amalek. That was the tain on him. So lechayr is inyan dafka mechias amalek. Mechayn is mavur in Rashi. Rashi says, mi'ish vad isha, mi'oilul vad yoinek, mi'shor vad se. You have to wipe out amalek in ganzen. So is Mashmos in the Rambam, that the mitzvah of wiping of mechias amalek, the mechia gemura, ayin manichin mehem neshama, says the Rambam, mechayn oimer ba amalek, timche zeich amalek, which is Mashmos in ganzen. Where do we see mechias amalek in the Megillah? Another kasha is that the we've mentioned before, that is Ba'arat Asher Hashem Alakecha Nesen Lecha Nachal Lirishta. Mechias Amalek is in Eretz Yisrael. L'chayra, the story of Purim was in Chutz La'aretz. Bishlam Pashas B'Shalach when they left Mitzrayim. So over there, at least the Tzivui or the Havtach of Hashem, Kiyor Al Kes Ka Mulchamal Hashem Ba'amalek Midor Dor. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf and Beis learns from the three mitzvahs when Klai Yisrael comes to Eretz Yisrael, l'manos lehem melech, l'hachriz zera amalek, v'livnos lehem beis ha-mechira, v'akoponim has to be in Eretz Yisrael. So the Haftach is mentioned in B'shalach. The Haftach is mentioned, the Tziv is mentioned in Parashat Kiseite. The Tainan Shol is mentioned in by Shol. But Megillas Esther, l'chayra, is not in Eretz Yisrael. So what does it have to do with Mechias Amalek? It's only in Eretz. And why Bechlal does it? I have to understand why Bechlal is the mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. L'chayra, it's not a mitzvah tzli ba'aretz. The Mishnah in Kedushin says, kol mitzvah tzli ba'aretz, nahegas ba'aretz. Why is Mechias Amalek tali in Eretz Yisrael be'emes? We have to understand that also. Of course, we have to understand the inyan of chayiv inish lepsumi bepuria de la yoda. A person has to be mishtaker b'yayin according to Rav Rishayim. Says Rashi, lepsumi lishtaker b'yayin. What's the inyan to get drunk on Purim? And what's the inyan of ad de la yoda min orham lebaruch Mordechai? Chazal ma'ot tamua is brought down as far makdoshim. I don't remember the makor, but I remember seeing somewhere that says the sudas Purim is a tikkun for the chet of achilah me'etz hadas. Mamish Chinese, no shaykhis. Sudas Purim is a tikkun from Achilah Me'etz Hadas. Pili Kloy. Svar Makdoshim, I remember where I saw that. Oy Tzorch Bir, Mashaloy Nizka, Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem is not mentioned in the Ganze Megillah. Even though, as we said before, the Chara was accepted by MS as Kisvei Kodesh. It doesn't have Shem Hashem, it's the Chara a plea. The Chara needs a beer. Lamaisa, when they, after they hung Haman, and Esther pleaded to L'Hashav as Asvar Machsheves Haman, so it says in the Mepharshim, that which Achashverosh says, Kiksav Asher Nechta B'Shem HaMelech, V'Nechta B'Tabas HaMelech, Ein L'Hashav, B'Emes Achashverosh was not masking to her to retract the original Svarim. He said, there's no such thing as retracting Svarim that the Melech was Chayseim. What you have to do is, you could kiss V'Katoiv B'Nechem Al Yudim, but you can't retract. So what did they write? They wrote, Likol v'lamad al nafsham l'hashmid kol chelam medina tzorim oisam l'hinokim oivim. They have a right to protect themselves, take nekama on oivim. L'chayra, mashma from here, they're still in a very big sakana. Klai Yisrael l'chayra is still in a very big sakana. Maybe you'll say that they had the protection of Achashverosh, which is the biggest anti-Semite. not so mistaber, but even if you say that, l'chayra, that all these Sayne Yisrael are not sticking out their necks, waiting to get shecht. I mean, if Klais will start with them, they're going to fight back. So it's going to be a big melchama on Yud Gimel Adar, which is in the Asid, with here to Masivan. So l'chayra, they needed a big ness. As Mashman, the Gemara Megillah Daf Beis, that Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel are 3 days, which was Nisrabah for the Kfarim to read Megillah. And the Shaila is Yud Gimel. The Gemara says, "How do you know?" The Gemara says, "You don't need a pasuk for Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel's man kihila lecholi v'lo tzarich lerubuye. It's pashut. Why? Says Rashi, shenikalu linokim ayvem v'ikar anes boyhoy. The ikar anes was them. So you see, they needed a tremendous nest. So Mela, what does it say right afterwards? After they sent out the sfarim that Klal Yisrael can protect themselves. Lahudim I saw oira v'simcha v'sasain mishte v'yomtev. They made mamish a bash. Klal Yisrael still in his lechayim in a very big sakana. Wait to make the party another time. Also, of course, Tzarachim, what the kesher is between Parshas Tetzaveh, which always falls out before Purim, as the Gemara Megillah Daf Lamed says, and Megillah. Gemara in Chulin Kuf Lamed Tesamid Beis also says, Haman Menatari Minayin, Hamin Ha'eitz. Asher tzivi sicha levil tiyacha mimen ha'cholta mayin shmita, says Rashi, shenitla ala eitz. So since it says the word eitz by Haman and the word eitz by Eitz Hadas, this is, as you pointed out, the Chareshayf to the other Shabbat. At the end of the day, he's a husband. Another kasha, the Gemara in Shabbos.
I was trying to answer it.
The Sahar. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Peches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kaf aleim har kegigis to be makabel the Torah. The Chare is a big pele. The Gemara says that Mikan Moidor Rabbi Le Raisa, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu would take Klal Yisrael to din, why didn't you keep the Torah? So they have a tshuva. You forced us into it until the time of Purim. By Purim, they were Mekabel Me'ava Hadik Kiblua Kimu VeKibla Ayudim. Says Rashi, Me'avas Hanes. The Chareitz is clear. The Avas Hanes happened by Purim and not by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim's mamash Nisim Gulim Aserah 10 Makis Kriyas Yamsuf. Unbelievable Nisim. No, they're not mekabel the Torah. They need kfiyas harke gigas. By Purim, they need the mekabel ma'avel. Let's talk about the pshat.
They know what it was.
Says the Gemara in Megillah Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Haman was makel apur hu hagayro. Tana kevish nafel pur mechaydish adar. Haman was samach simcha gedayla. This is a month that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. And he didn't know, he didn't know that Shabbishiva ba'adar meis, Shabbishiva ba'adar noila, Moshe Rabbeinu also was born in Adar. In fact, all the Mefarshim, Bishlam, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died, Reya Mazle, it's a taka, not a good mazel, the day a person dies, Ain Shilton be a mamavis, the Pasuk says, I think in Koheles, it's not a good day. But the day a person is born, okay, mazel tov, very nice, over what's the grace of Gediddle? Even though he was born by Shein Shei Yisrael, but nothing happened on that day. What's the big thing that he was born on Zayin Adar? He's a Hezber. Says Rashi. So Rashi Lachar coming to answer this kasha. Says Rashi with the end Megillah, Kedai Haleida Shetechaper Alamisa. The Leida should come to be Mechaper Alamisa. Lachar Dvarim Stumim Maod Mamish Chinese noodles. What is Rashi saying? Kedai haleida lechaper alamisa. The ladies from lechaper alamisa. I don't know what Rashi's saying. Rashi Megillah over there. That he was born on Zayin Adar. That's why Zayin Adar is a good day. Why? Kedai haleida lechaper alamisa.
Who is Misa?
On Moshe Rabbeinu is Misa.
No, Misa.
Okay, so these are the kashas. I hope we have time to answer most of them at least. Says the Pasuk. What is Amalek? The Pasuk says, Asher Korcha Baderech. Rashi says, Pashup Shat Loshen Mikre. He says, other drushes. Mikre. By Haman also said, By Sapra Haman Lazarus Ishtari Lachal Oyev of Asher Korahu. Oh, what happened to me today? It's unbelievable happening. A weird coincidence. This and that. Mordechai and took him on a horse and the whole thing. Says the Medrash Rabbah also in Esther. Mordechai, when he put on the sackcloth, when he heard about the Gzer of Haman, he said, he told Hasach, which was Daniel, to tell Esther, you know why I'm wearing these clothing? Says the Medrash, Amr la Hasach, Lech Emr la, tell Esther, Ben Benoy Shel Karahu, the grandson of Karahu, Bo Aleichem, he's attacking us. What's the pshat? We see from here, Mavur from this, that the Shita of Amalek is that everything's a mikra. There's no such thing as Ashkacha Pratis. Everything's happenstance. Everything's coincidence. Everything is horoscopes. That's why Amalek is able to attack Klaus when the Kerem is right. If Mamish totally meshuggah, Klaus will just finish Esamah. They wiped out the mightiest nation in the world. You're jumping in, you're attacking Klaus. You're crazy. The answer is, Amalek says, what do you mean? The day that the Oroid came, there was a certain mazel and the stars, the wild beast was supposed to come in. And this was a mikra, and that's a mikra. And then the wind was blowing and the yamsuf just happened. They do everything. Everything just happens and happens and happens. The Ma'aseh said there's a mefurish, a mitzvah in the Torah. Loisa nachesh, another mitzvah, loisa oini. Says the Sefer Chinuch, Mamash Omer Dika, words of the Sefer Achinach in Parashas Kedesh, Mitzvah Reish Memtes, Mitzvah Reish Nun. Shenemer lo Sinach shvelo Sa'inu. Says the Sefri, Menachish. What's Menachish? Kagoin. Ha'imer nafla piti mipi. I was eating bread, all of a sudden it fell out of my mouth. Strange thing. Oyvei. This is a day, it's not good to do business today. A snake, I was coming to Kailul today, and a snake came on my right side, different day, a fox came on his left side, all kinds of different signs, different things. Because of all these things, he doesn't want to do different things. He based on different mikrim that are happening around him. So we see mikra is not just that he doesn't believe in anything. He believes. You know what he believes in? He believes in the stars and the horoscopes and different things. Signs, different signs. We shouldn't set aside special times. This time is a good time to go out. This time is not such a good time. It'll be prosperous. And this time, what's the reason for this thing? Says the Chinuch, because first of all, it's a shtus. So it's a first of all shtus of Bavolim. In Yonam Eilehem Shigoyot, craziness. V'oi Shem Siba Lahadiach Adam Emunas Hashem. This is the Siba to take a person away from Emunas Hashem. Miteros Hakadosh. V'lovoi Mitoichem L'Kfir Gmur. A person, if he starts going into these zachen, you have to be very careful. There's all kinds of people out there today. A person can come to Kfir Gmur. Shiyachshay Kol Tevasa V'Rosay V'Chol Asher Yikrohu. Anything that happens to him, it's a Dove Mikri. B'li Hash Loi Bash Gacha Meiz Boyroi. Remove himself from all the ikrim of das. It's not ashkocha pratis. So we see there's two things over here. So what's the MS? The MS is Zakta Chinach. That's why Kosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah. Lois anach, lois einu, like a boy of Lavavenu, ki kol arois vatoiv mi pi el yain teitzen. It's all from a Kosh Baruch Hu. What's it based on? Not happenings. It's based on Maisa Ha'adam, im toiv vim ra. It depends on our actions. Kosh Baruch Hu is dealing with us according to our actions. V'anachashim, these nachashim, like malin v'loim meridin, that's nothing.
Just going, is it good to use the other way? Like for good, you say, I made this bus,
yes,
let me go.
Yes, exactly,
there.
Hold on.
I met this guy.
That's exactly what we're going to say right now.
Oh,
right now. Haman believed in all these signs, and therefore Haman was Taylor's Atzlach in the Mikra, and the Nechash of the poor. The poor is the sea, is the epitome of happenstance. Throw dice, numbers come out, a goral, 1 in 10 billion chance win the lottery. Well, numbers is the mamish, is the epitome of nichush. That's why Haman was toiling in this. Even though Haman was Shani Lamelch and could have made it see the wipe out Klai, well, tomorrow morning could have told Achashverosh. He had to, Achashverosh would have been masking. What was the problem? No, I believe it has to be a auspicious day, it has to be a special, it has to be according to how the dice rolls out in the month. And it came out to, Moshe Rabbeinu was died on that day. Oh, it's a auspicious day, it's a very good time. It's a good day for Hatzlacha. Lemaisa, the Ravid, on the Rambam in Hilchas Akan, Perkei Aleph, Halacha Dalet says, to make a simon like Eliezer, Eved Avram, Eliezer made a simon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only he made a simon, I saw in the Sifsei Chaim, he points out that Eliezer said the words, Hakrei Lefanai, Hakrei No Lefanai Ayayim, use the word Lashon Mikra. And he brings up a few other rais. So what's going on over here? The answer is, before we get to the answer, we also find the Maisa, there are Goyrolois Latayv. In the Torah, at least a few places, we have a Goyrol. Goyrol Agra, but even more Mefurish, we have this taste, the Shnei Seir Yom HaKippurim, which one is going Lashem, which one is going Lazazel, that's based on the Goyrol, together with the Urim V'Tumim. Marim Baba Vasa Daf Chuf Kof Beit. That's the answer. The answer is, this is a Goyrol that comes from the Rebbeinu Shalala. Also, we have the Goyrol, the Shnei Seir Yom HaKippurim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eliezer Aver Avram, that's the Yisayid. The Yisayid is, if you're Moisa the Bechirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you believe in Hashkacha Pratis, and we daven for this, Rebbeinu Shalom, Hareinu Ois L'Toiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could send a sign, L'Toiva. But the Naftumina is it coming from the Rebbeinu Shalom, or is it coming from a Koich Tumah of Mazalois, and without HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in the picture? The Maisa, the Mitzvah Eisan, and the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis says, Moshe Rabbeinu was Noilad on the same day that it was Mace. What's the Indian? He says, Marmaj Murdig Avort. It says in the Yerushalmi, at the third end of the third peg of Rosh Hashanah, according to the belief of Mazalos horoscopes and good signs and all these things we're talking about, the Haman's belief of Mikra, it's not shaykh for a person to die on the same day that he's born. That's what the Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah. I was thinking into what's talking about Pashup Shah, because the day a person dies is a bad mazel. And when he's born, mazel tov. That's the makor for mazel tov. It's a good mazel. It's a good thing. Barai is born. It's a good thing. How could it be he's born and die on the same day? The day is not a good mazel. It's a good mazel, not a good mazel. It's a stira. It can't be. So that's a stira to the whole thing. That's why the Gemara Kedushin, that Flamed Ches, as the Gemara Yerushalmi, says, as Misparan Yomecha Amale, by Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch makes them die and born on the same day. Special tzaddikim. Why? To show that they're not totally in mikrim. They're totally in Hashgacha Pratis Meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Chazal say, the Klai Yisrael is L'mailim in HaMazel. As to show these tzaddikim that they're not totally in the mazel. That's the pshat in Rashi. I want to tell you, kedai haleidah shetachapar al amisa. Like the Gemara in Gittin Nun Vav says, because Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, he sent one of the Roman generals, and he said, "I'm going to go." Boy, because Baruch Hu wants to destroy his house. Boy, lechpure yadav ahu gavra, lechpure yadav. Rashi says, "Lekaneach yadav," to clean his hands. In other words, kedai haleidah shetachapar al amisa. The leidah, which is a siman toiv, it cleanses away, it removes the siman ra of the mazolos, of the mikra, of the yom hamisa, because it shows that it's not a mikra ra, it's not a mazel ra, because vahara is born that day. That shows that it's not a mazel ra, it's not a good day, it's totally an ashkocha pratis. L'maisa, what was Klal Yisrael's avera? What was Klal Yisrael's avera after the Bili Neder? What was Klal Yisrael's mazel? What was Klal Yisrael's avera? Klal Yisrael, we said before, they had three things. The Ushtach Velitzelim, and the Nanami Surah Achashverosh, Vroch V'yudim and Atar. What's the Inyan? The Inyan is what we're saying now. Why did Achashverosh throw a party? Says the Gemara Megillah, the Tafshid Aleph, I think it is, that Klaisul of Haftacha, they're going to be redeemed after 70 years. Achashverosh made a cheshbon. They weren't redeemed after 7 years, so he threw a party. Not only threw a party, he took out the Klei Beis HaMikdash. He was making a big statement. I mean, that's why he invited the Jews. He said, he's telling the Jews, from now on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leaving you up to Mikrim. You're not totally anymore in Hashgachas Hashem. Hashem left you as a people. No more Hashgachas Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not bringing you back to the Beis HaMikdash. The Melech, you're sold, like the Christians. There's a New Testament, that's it. Bye-bye. Kodesh Baruch Hu is out of the picture. Klai Yisrael. And now, Klai Yisrael, if they would have had tremendous tzar to Suda, so then they would show they still believe in Hashgacha Pratis. They don't believe they were. But as the Rishiv said in the Shpuz, they were nanem Yisudas HaChashverosh. They were enjoying the Suda over there, which means they Taka had a certain belief. They felt Taka rejected, which means they lost Hashgacha Pratis. I want to tie in the Lechayra, the roughly Yedem and Atayra is this very same Yisoy. The Mais, when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, this is exactly what happened. It says the Medrash, roughly Yedem and Atayra, by Yisrael Yisrael bim Rafidim, roughly Yedem and Atayra. Also, they said, Hayesh Hashem Elikim Birkirbeinim Oyin, says the Medrash Rashi brings down, Marshal, that a person was carrying his son on his shoulders, and he's saving them from this, saving them from that. Pick this item up and then Hashgacha Pratis. Kosh Baruch is showing you and taking care of you the whole time. All of a sudden, the person says, "Has anyone seen my father? Anyone seen my father? I'm taking care of you the whole time. You don't know where I am." Threw them down, came the dog and bit them. That's the story, because the pshat is you believe in Mikrim. Survive, Vakasha. Here's the dog is going to bite you. And that's what happened by Purim also. You believe in Mikrim, Chashom, the Klal, the Unanimous, the Achashverosh. So the Pshat is that they're Mischaber to the Tumah of Mikre, of Amalek. Memela, that they were nene from that they were rejected from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that they're subject now to Mikrim, no more Hashkacha Pratis, they're not going to be redeemed, no more Beis Hamikdash. Memela, Beis Hamikdash is a sea of Hashkacha Pratis. Memela, since they were nene, shows they believed in that, therefore that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu sent them. I want to tie in that the Rafa Yudem and Atayra Gufa is the sea before this, because Lamai says, the Bali Musa say, that when we daven, we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when we learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us. And Mela, since they were Rafa Yudem and Atayra, and they weren't connecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means they, Hayeshal Elakim Bekir Bein Amoyim, because they weren't hearing messages from Hashem. Why? Because you're not learning Torah. Because they weren't learning Torah. So Mela, they went down in the union of belief in the Hashgacha Pratis. Mela, they were able to be Nana Misudas HaKashverish, and that's also a kosher to the Kfira main in the Shtach of Letzel. It's also a Shtachal union from Avodah Zarah, and that's why they needed to do tshuva. What was their tshuva? The tshuva was when they believed in Mordechai. Now Mordechai wasn't shaykh to all this. Who's Mordechai? Mordechai is the Chazal say that in every door is Arusa de Moshe Rabbeinu, is in each tzaddik. The tzaddik Talmud Chacham, the tzaddik hador in that time, at least in the story of Purim, was Mordechai. Mordechai was the main Moshe Rabbeinu of the door. Mordechai was like Kamvaloizah. How can he do such a thing? Mamish, the most fearful person comes to him, and everyone asks him, Mishdachman, if not, he's going to kill, he knows what he's going to do. Mordechai is like Kamvaloizah. Means Mordechai was Maimin Ein Oid Muvadoi. He was Maimin Emuna Shleima, the Zashkacha Protis. He's Mevatel in Gantz and Haman, not just Haman, the Avodizor of Haman, but the Hashkaf of Haman, which is Mikre, as we mentioned before, Mevatel. As soon as Klal Yisrael did Shuvah, and they fasted and listened to Mordechai, they realized that they did a chet before, which means they plugged into what we said before in the chinuch. That what is hashgacha pratis? Hashgacha pratis means to believe that whatever happens to us is totally in our meisim, our mitzvahs, our averus. When they did tshuva, that was ein lecha raya gdoyle mizu. They were chayzer back to believe in the hashgacha pratis, and that brought about the Yeshua. And that's why, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zion, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter on Zion, but he was born on Zion, other the kash is lechayr. That's very nice for Moshe Rabbeinu. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a nice day. Happy birthday! It's a very nice day. What does that have to do with Klal Yisrael? The answer is, as soon as Klal Yisrael plug into belief in hashgacha pratis, like Moshe Rabbeinu, or like the Gadol Ador Mordechai, it was Moshe Rabbeinu of the Dor. When they do that, then Taka, the Yom of Zayin Adar, that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, that Yom, or that Chodesh, could be Nepach Lem L'Toiva. Now we answer the Kasha, what's the Pshat Purim? Because this is the Yisoid of the Gantz Mikra Megillah now. This is our Avoid on Purim. Our Avoid on Purim, as we say, as everybody says this word, Megillas Esther is Legalis as a Hester. And that's why Kosh Baruch Hu's name doesn't appear. Because Kosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Mizboinin and discover the Hashgacha Pratis. He wants us to be Mizboinin and discover throughout the Megillah. The Gra says, the Gemara Megillah says, Daf Yutes. Where do you have to read the Megillah and be Yotzi Dechavasa? One Mandiyomer says from the beginning, one says from the Vailahu, different Mandiyomerim. Where do we see the Ikar Nes? The Halach is from the very beginning of the Megillah. Why? Says the Gra, because if you Mizboinen, you'll see Nisim, unbelievable Nisim, Nistarim, but unbelievable Nisim, if you Mizboinen from the very beginning of the Megillah. The fact that Achashverosh threw a party after 3 years, he moved his palace to Shushan Abir. What's he doing in Shushan Abir? The capital was in Elam. The answer is, you look in the Gra, in Megillah's Esther, he's Mazbir. Mamish, from the very first pasuk, we see the tremendous hashkacha pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Yom Tov is called Purim. We go back to the original kasha we asked. Why is it called Purim? Because there's two Purs. And that's why it's Lashon Rabbim. There's the Pur of the Rav. There's the Arur Haman. Asher Bikesh La'abdi. Haman wanted to be Ma'abedos with Mikre, with Mazalos, with an auspicious day, which was Kedai to wipe out Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have their Pur. Our poor is the Ois L'Toiva. We believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We believe in the Hashgacha Pratis. We could also have a Goyrol, like we find by the Shnei Seirim of Yom Kippur. So in a safe in the Gevaldik, that's why Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. The Indian of the Goyrolos on Purim, the Bemus we have on Yom Kippur. And that's Me'in, the Goyrolos of Purim.
The Kadmu, the Goyrol, before his...
Yeah. So may that's the two purus. Nepach pur haman le purenu. The not good pur, the inyan from mikrim, is nepach to a good pur of ashkacha pratis. That's inyan from, that's why it's called purim, because our avoida on purim is this avoida, is to plug into the ashkacha pratis in our lives, to be megal, megillas esther, legalis es anister, to plug in the ashkacha pratis, and ar haman, to get rid of the falsha hashkoth of Haman, everything's a mikra. Lemaisa, that's why it's shaykh even in Chutzlars, because Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Shema Shmua, says Amalek is not just a nation, Amalek be'ikra is a hashkoth. People, and even ourselves, like the Rashiva said in the Shmuz, if we have in ourselves this hashkoth of that everything is mikra, to a certain degree, so that's Amalek. We have to wipe out this hashkoth, and that's why it was shaykh even in Chutzlars, and that's why they were Mekai Mechias Amalek, because the gods in Megillas Esther, we asked before, where's Mechias Amalek? Where's Mechias Amalek? The reason why we read Pasha Zohar before Megillah is because Lismaich, the Schira to wipe out Amalek, to Mechias Amalek. Where's Mechias Amalek? Where's Mechias Haman? What does it mean, Mechias Haman? The answer is that the God of Megillas Esther is this Mechias Amalek, wiping out the Hashkafa, because from the beginning to the end, the God of Megillah is showing us the tremendous Hashkafa process. We're mizbaining into it. And that's why Megillas Esther Shaykh Asid Lavai more than the other Yom Tovim, because what is Asid Lavai? Asid Lavai is a tremendous connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dveikis Bashem through Ava. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, Klaisol didn't have it. Vayiru Amas Hashem, Vayiminu Bashem, Vemoisha Avdo. Klaisol feared Hashem. They had Uav Hashem. But the Shteytnish doesn't say that they loved Hashem. Why not? Says the Michtav Melio, how do you come to Ava? Ava comes through right to Adam Bekav Shalayezim Tishakavim Shalchaver. Why? Because I worked for it. Something that you work for, something that you invest and you put yourself in. When you buy your wife something, you come to Ava, to her. Why? She didn't give me anything, I'm giving her. The answer is no, because a chelik of you is now in her. So when you give, Ava, Loshin Hav Kiyadua, when you give, that's how you develop Ava. Says the Michtav Melio, even by Kodesh Baruch, it's that way. The Rambam, Kibat finished. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisayde Torah says, how do you come to Avas Hashem? B'shoa she's boinein ha'adam, when you're misboinein, when you work and you're misboinein in the mice of Bruv and Efloim, and you're misboinein into the Bria, and you see the tremendous Chachman, the Chesed Hashem, then you come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's happening over there? You're investing of yourself, you're Amelis, you're misboinein into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memele, you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was only by Purim. By Purim, they did tshuva, they fasted, they plugged themselves into the Mordechai, into the Moshe Rabbeinu, into the Hashkacha Pratis. They were mevatel, the Mikra, the Hashkacha of Haman, of Amalek, that everything's Mikra. They believe in Hashkacha Pratis, but they worked on it through Tainis and tshuva. Mashenkin by Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them everything b'matana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them nisim and the flies, but they didn't work for it. Rav Moshe and Drash Moshe says this, he said, says Rav Moshe and Drash Moshe, how could Klai Yisrael come to all these nisiyon, Esen nisiyon, the Menasa Hashem? The answer is because they got everything on a silver platter. They got emuna b'matana. Even though the Ramban says, mitoich the emuna of nisim gluyim and come to nisim nistarim, that's only v'yim izboini. But Klai Yisrael didn't have it. Masha'en Kane, Purim is working on being Mizboinim, discovering Hashem, mainly investing in Hashem, mainly come to Avas Hashem. That's why Shaykh Lassid Lover. And that's why you have to drink wine on Purim, finish up here. That's why you have to drink wine on Purim, Adil Yoda, bin Arham, the Baruch Mordechai. Arham on the Pshad is the Krumkite of the Ashkaf of Mikra. Baruch Mordechai, that is the inyan from Hashkacha Pratis. That's what Mordechai represented, Emuna, steadfast Emuna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashkacha Pratis. He drink wine. Why wine? Why wine? Because wine takes away the das. Why do you have to take away the das? What was the Eitz HaDas? The Eitz HaDas, before they ate from the Eitz HaDas, Elokim Baras Adam Yosha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person straight. No cheshbonos, no pikchus. Because Baruch Hu created a person straight. Marbe das, marbe machayv. More das, you have more pain. Because you start getting all oishke cheshbin, all kinds of cheshbinos. Where did all that come from? The nachash. The nachash pushed them, pushed chavim de zadan, ate from the esa das, then came into them this krumkeit of mikrim. You know, the Rabbanu Shalom is not so much in the picture. We could do this, this means this. Or that tumor of nichush came from the nachash. That's what's called nichush, pashe. Because it came from the nachash. The Nachash pushed the Eitz HaDas. That's why when you drink wine, what? Right. Oh, very good. They tried to hide from Hashem. It was crazy. The answer, all these things come from Nichush, from Eitz HaDas. So when you drink wine, what are you doing? You're removing your Das. Emunah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts where the das ends. So when you drink wine, you're removing the das and you come back to that pure matzah of lefnei adam. And if taki you don't, so nichnas yan yotzasayit, so then manafshach, so you'll know where you're holding. If you're taki not holding, so you better fix yourself up. And if you're taki holding, it's very good. So wine is a moide where you're holding. That's why Sudas Purim says the Rambam, the ikas Sudas Purim is. Mishtaka b'yayin, says the Rambam, that's the ikkun from the Sudas Purim. When you mishtaka b'yayin, that's a tikkun for the Eitz Hadas, because now you're removing your das, you're going back to before the Eitz Hadas. That's it. That's haman min haTorah minayin, hamina eitz, because the yisoy, the krumkeit of mikra, everything's a mikra, it's totally mazalos and all these things. That's haman's ashkafa, that's amalek's ashkafa. That all came from the Eitz Hadas. That's why haman min haTorah minayin, hamina eitz. That's where it comes from there, and that's why Parshas Tetzaveh is samuch to Purim, because what's Parshas Tetzaveh? Parshas Tetzaveh has the Kalim, the big Kohen Gadol. What was the Gresh of Beged Kohen Gadol? The Urim V'Tumim. What was in the Urim V'Tumim? We worked out Pishemas Hashem. Oh, Goyrol. Oh, poor. It's a poor. You're not allowed to do it. No, so if it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu who's running the show, showing you what to do, so that's Taka good. That's. And the Ramban, just to finish off, the Ramban says, why is it called Tumim? He says, Miloshin, it's a person, the Kohen Gadol was Mechavin, when the letters lit up, to the Shem Tumim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know what he means, Shem Tumim. And through that name, he was able to organize the letters in the correct way to be understood. Because even though the letters lit up, wasn't always understood what's the right way to read it. But when it was Mechavin, in the Urim, with the Shem Tumim, it was named. What's the Shem Tumim? It's a very posh. Tumim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha. When he was Mechamchen, Tum Tiyam Hashem Alekecha, and he plugged into the Ashkocha Pratzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that created the matzav of that it's a Goyer L'Toyva, and that's Mevatel the Rav Haman, Mela Adel Yodah.